And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 29th of April 2025. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. High Humber 1028, expected German Bight 1027 by 1800 Tuesday. New low expected northwest of Trafalgar 998 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Westerly becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Sierra. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s. Southwest 2 to 4, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th. Southwest, backing southeast for a time, 2 to 4, showers in Cromarty, good. Tyne, Dogger. Variable becoming southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 3 or 4. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, west becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Humber, variable 4 or less, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White. East or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 except in Thames. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. East 3 to 5, fair, good. Biscay. East 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9 at first in southeast Trafalgar, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Fitzroy, fair, good. Lundy Fastnet. East 3 to 5, fair, good. Irish Sea. Variable 3 or less, fair, good. Shannon. Southeast 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, fair, good. Rockall Mallon. South or southeast 3 to 5, rain, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides. South or southwest 3 to 5, rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Variable 3 or less at first and south, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 4 or 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. South 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6, backing south 2 to 4. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes. South or southwest, backing southeast 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 3 to 5. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. South 2, 11 miles, 1025, now falling. Stornoway, south 2, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south by east, 2, 16 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west, southwest, 2, 13 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west by south, 1, 22 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by south, 1, 16 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Boomer, north, 1, 19 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north, 1, 1026, rising more slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 3, 2 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 4, 5 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east, 3, 1025, rising slowly. Jersey, east by north, 4, 13 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east, 3, 5 miles, 1025. Scilly Automatic, east, 4, 5 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east, 2, 19 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Aberporth, east by north, 2, more than 38 miles, 1025, now falling. Valley, northeast, 1, 14 miles, 1026, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, north by west, 1, mist, 5 miles, 1026, now falling. Valencia, east by north, 4, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by north, 2, mist, 4 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Malin Head, southeast, 3, 16 miles, 1024, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast, 4, 7 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: high pressure over the southern North Sea will maintain mainly light to moderate winds and fine weather for most, but a frontal system to the north of the UK will bring some rain, showers and fog patches at times to Scotland during the next couple of days. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first in northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, becoming southeast for a time, 2 to 4, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East 3 to 5, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East 3 to 5, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East 3 to 5, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Isle of Man. Variable mainly east 2 or 3, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less in Firth of Clyde. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 2 to 4, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And Shetland Isles, south 2 to 4, veering west 4 or 5 for a time, drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. Emily Murdoch-Baker says, hello from Brooklyn, New York, just across the Atlantic. I listen to the shipping forecast on the BBC Sounds app to fall asleep to each night, and I've never lived more than 30 minutes from the ocean, which here in Brooklyn means seagulls flying overhead, even though I'm several miles from the sea. I always pay special attention to Aberdeen, she says, where I spent a wonderful 6 months as an exchange student, and the places around the UK where my friends from uni now live. Thank you so much, she says, for a soothing end to each day, from Emily in Brooklyn. Well, as I said, it's always great to hear your stories of what the ships and sailing by mean to you. And while you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night, you can always drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few minutes, we'll join the World Service. We'll look ahead to business matters with Davina Gupta and the news at 1 a.m. with John Shea. But from myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, and all of us here indeed, have a safe, quiet, and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello and namaste. I'm Davina Gupta, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. It's been a big, busy Monday. First, Canadians are at the polls right now in an election that could reshape not just politics, but trade ties with the US, and businesses and investors are watching it closely.
The Trump factor has been absolutely huge in the Canadian election. We're all watching for the latest tweet from the president to determine the economic future of the country, which is a ridiculous position to be in.
Also, chaos across parts of Europe. A massive power outage swept through Spain and Portugal on Monday, hitting businesses and transport networks. Then this week marks 100 days of the Trump administration. More on that, but first the news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Spain has declared a state of emergency and is deploying 30,000 extra security personnel after an almost total power outage during Monday that also affected neighbouring Portugal. The Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, said about half of the country's power had now been restored and that all possibilities were being looked at.
¿Qué ha provocado esta desaparición súbita del suministro?
What's caused this sudden loss of supply? This is something that specialists have not yet been able to determine, but they will. And the relevant state institutions and all the private operators are working in a coordinated way to understand what's happened. All potential causes are being analysed, I insist again, without ruling out any possibility.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of trying to manipulate and deceive the world by declaring a 3-day unilateral ceasefire for next week. The Kremlin said the pause in fighting would run from the 8th to the 11th of May, coinciding with celebrations marking the defeat of Nazi Germany 80 years ago. Mr. Zelensky accused President Putin of only announcing the truce to ensure calm during a Russian military parade.
Everyone is supposed to wait until May the 8th and only then ceasefire in order to provide Putin with silence during the parade. We value human lives, not parades. That is why we believe, the world believes, that there is no reason to wait until May the 8th. The fire must be stopped, not just for a few days, only to resume killing afterward. An immediate, complete and unconditional ceasefire for at least 30 days.
Polls are starting to close in parts of Canada after what's being seen as one of the most consequential elections in the country's history. The campaign has been dominated by President Trump's threats of annexation. As voters cast their ballot, he repeated his calls for Canada to become a US state. From Ottawa, here's Lise Doucette.
The country has said